Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surrounded by Psychopaths by Thomas Erickson is a practical guide to recognizing manipulative behavior and protecting yourself in everyday life and professional settings. Building on the communication focus that made his Surrounded by Idiots series popular, Erickson shifts attention from personality differences to patterns of exploitation, coercion, and emotional control. The book aims to help readers spot common tactics used by highly self-serving individuals, including charm, intimidation, guilt, and calculated confusion, and to respond without escalating conflict or getting pulled into endless power games. Rather than turning readers into amateur diagnosticians, it encourages a grounded approach, observe behavior, notice repeated boundary violations, and prioritize your safety and clarity. With a business and workplace lens, it also addresses how manipulation can affect teams, decision-making, and careers. The central promise is straightforward. By learning to identify red flags early and applying firm communication strategies, you can reduce the risk of being used, pressured, or psychologically drained. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing patterns without playing armchair diagnosis. A major theme in Surrounded by Psychopaths is learning to focus on observable behavior rather than labels. Erickson frames the problem in practical terms. Some people repeatedly exploit others for advantage, and the damage comes from what they do, not from what we call them. The book encourages readers to watch for consistent patterns such as lack of accountability, habitual lying, superficial charm that flips to contempt, and a tendency to treat relationships as transactions. Instead of relying on a single incident, the emphasis is on repetition, escalation, and the mismatch between words and actions. In business environments, these patterns can appear as credit stealing, strategic sabotage, shifting blame, and cultivating allies through flattery. In personal life, they can show up as guilt campaigns, threats of abandonment, or sudden emotional punishment. By treating detection as a skill of pattern recognition, the reader is guided to reduce denial and rationalization, two common reasons people stay too long in harmful dynamics. This approach also lowers the risk of falsely accusing difficult but non-abusive people. The practical takeaway is to document what happens, compare promises to outcomes, and treat chronic boundary violations as data rather than drama. Secondly, understanding manipulation tactics and the psychology of control, Erickson outlines how manipulative individuals often use predictable tactics to gain leverage, maintain dominance, or avoid consequences. A key topic is the way control is created through emotional disruption, confusion, urgency, fear, and shame. Readers are shown how tactics like gaslighting, like denial, selective truth, and constant reinterpretation can make a target doubt their memory and judgment. Another recurring pattern is triangulation, pulling a third party into conflict to isolate someone or to pressure them into compliance. In professional settings, this might look like private side conversations, selective reporting to management, or framing colleagues as incompetent to gain status. The book also highlights how charm and apparent confidence can act as social camouflage, making bystanders hesitate to believe complaints. Importantly, the goal is not to teach readers to fight manipulation with manipulation, but to remove the hooks that tactics depend on. That means refusing to debate obvious distortions, not accepting forced choices, and slowing down decisions that are pushed through with urgency. By naming these behaviors clearly, the reader can stop reacting impulsively and start responding strategically, which is often the difference between being controlled and staying in control. Thirdly, boundaries as a defensive system in business and in life. The book treats boundaries as the central protective tool, especially for people who are conscientious, conflict avoidant, or eager to be seen as helpful. Erickson emphasizes that manipulators often test small limits first, then push further when there is no consequence. This topic focuses on designing boundaries that are simple, enforceable, and consistent. In the workplace, that may mean clarifying roles in writing, limiting informal favors, setting meeting agendas, and insisting on transparent decision trails. In personal contexts, it can mean deciding what topics are off-limits, how you will respond to insults, and what you will do if someone violates agreements. The point is that boundaries are not demands that someone behave better. They are commitments about what you will do next. The book encourages readers to prepare short, repeatable phrases and to avoid over-explaining, since long explanations create openings for argument and negotiation. It also addresses how guilt and fear can undermine enforcement, especially when the other person escalates with anger, victimhood, or sudden affection. The reader is guided to measure success not by changing the manipulator, but by reducing exposure and protecting time, energy, reputation, and emotional stability. Fourthly, communication strategies that reduce vulnerability. Another important area is how communication style can either feed manipulation or starve it. Erickson builds on the broader series theme of adapting communication to situations, but here, the aim is safety and clarity. The book highlights the value of calm, factual language, tight summaries, and written follow-ups, particularly when dealing with people who distort conversations. Readers are encouraged to keep discussions anchored to observable outcomes, deadlines, responsibilities, and decisions, rather than motives and feelings that can be twisted. A practical tactic is to ask clarifying questions that expose contradictions without direct accusation, then to pause rather than fill silence with concessions. The book also suggests avoiding emotional reactions that reward provocation, because some manipulators use conflict as a tool to control attention and narrative. In business, this can mean not taking bait in meetings, not defending every allegation, and not oversharing personal information that can later be weaponized. The concept of choosing the channel matters too. When stakes are high, written communication can reduce ambiguity and provide records. The reader learns to speak in boundaries and next steps, using neutral repetition when pressed, which helps prevent being drawn into exhausting circular debates. Lastly, risk management, exit planning, and protecting your support network, surrounded by psychopaths, frame self-protection as a form of risk management, especially when the manipulative person has authority, social influence, or access to your resources. A key topic is knowing when engagement is no longer productive and shifting to containment and exit planning. In business, that can include escalating concerns through appropriate channels, securing documentation, clarifying performance expectations, and building alliances based on facts rather than gossip. The book underlines that confronting a highly manipulative person can backfire if done impulsively, so timing and evidence matter. In personal life, planning may involve reducing contact, strengthening financial and emotional independence, and ensuring that friends or family are not unknowingly used as messengers. The book also encourages readers to pay attention to how manipulation spreads through groups, with rumors, split loyalties, and reputational attacks. A protective move is to keep communication consistent, limit what you disclose, and avoid recruiting others into drama while still seeking support from trusted people. The overall message is pragmatic. You may not be able to change someone who exploits, but you can reduce their access to you and protect your identity, work, and relationships from being slowly eroded. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who repeatedly find themselves drained by certain coworkers, managers, clients, or acquaintances and want a clearer framework for what is happening and what to do next. It is also valuable for team leaders, HR professionals, entrepreneurs, and anyone navigating high-stakes negotiations where charm and pressure can blur judgment. The benefit is practical. It strengthens your ability to notice behavioral patterns early, name manipulation tactics accurately, and respond with boundaries that you can actually enforce. That can improve daily life by reducing anxiety, limiting conflict spirals, protecting reputation, and preserving time and energy for healthier relationships and better work. Compared with many books that lean heavily on clinical language or sensational stories, Erickson aims for accessible, action-oriented guidance focused on communication, decision-making, and self-protection in real environments. It can complement broader books on personality and toxic relationships by adding a workplace-aware lens and emphasizing concrete behaviors, documentation, and consistent responses. If you want a readable, structured approach to staying clear-headed around exploitative people, this title offers tools that are easy to remember and apply under pressure. If you would like to support Thomas Erickson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.